Real World Radio. More than 1 million Cubans gathered in Revolution Square for May the 1st. Cuban President Fidel Castro stated that someday the people of the United States will unite with our Latin American brothers and sisters in the struggle for justice, truth, and for the survival of our species, which is now at stake, before more than 1 million habaneros in the historical Plaza de la Revolución. His relatively short speech focused on terrorism against Cuba, condemning the U.S. administration, accusing it of harboring terrorists and stupid and genocidal. Cubans dressed in red t-shirts and waving small Cuban flags, a May Day classic, filled the capital's vast Revolution Square, joined by hundreds of visiting socialist delegations and important figures from North and South America, including Attilio Borón of Argentina, Justino Di Gelmo, father of the Italian tourist killed by a terrorist attack on Havana's Copacabana Hotel, Shafik Handar, the historical leader of the Salvadoran FMLN, Daniel Ortega, former Nicaraguan president and general secretary of the FSLN, and Nicolas Maduro, president of the Venezuelan National Assembly. He emphasized that in Cuba things were going well and that the Cuban Revolution was stronger than ever. Standing up to the most powerful empire ever to have existed in the history of humanity, bent upon destroying our identity as an independent nation in the past and then an inescapable revolution, here we are in the glorious plaza again, where its most perfidious calumnies and its grossest crimes have been exploded. At a distance of 90 miles from that power, Cuba is committing, and as nobody should be in any doubt of that, the sin of existing, said Cuban leader as finishing his speech. Real world.